You're listening to SBS News.
The United States Food and Drug Administration has fully approved the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The move is expected to trigger a new wave of vaccine mandates as the coronavirus Delta variant sweeps the country. President Joe Biden is endorsing the move and is urging the unvaccinated to go and get their inoculations.
So let me say this loudly and clearly. If you're one of the millions of Americans who said that they will not get the shot until it has full and final approval of the FDA, it has now happened. The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go get your vaccination and get it today. Today.
The FDA had previously approved three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, under an emergency use authorization. Pfizer is the first to receive full FDA approval, which Mr. Biden dubbed the gold standard. He also used the moment to call on private companies to require their employees to get vaccinated.
I've imposed vaccination requirements that will reach millions of Americans. Today, I'm calling on more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that'll reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements.
It's a milestone that could lift public confidence in the shots. The formula made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech now carries the strongest endorsement from the Food and Drug Administration. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says there has never before been so much evidence to judge a shot's safety.
I think this is an additional confirmation of the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. There were several people that they were more skeptical than others about the vaccine being used with an emergency authorization license. And despite the fact that this is one of the vaccines that have been used in more than a billion doses right now around the world, hundreds of millions in the United States. So there is no medical product that has so big safety database right now. But still, for those people, that meant a lot.
More than 200 million Pfizer doses have been administered in the US and hundreds of millions more worldwide. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says new updated guidance will be issued requiring all service members to be vaccinated.
A timeline for vaccination completion will be provided in the coming days. The health of the force is, as always, our military and our civilian employees, families and communities is a top priority.
Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock emphasizes the regulator's work, saying it sets a global example and leads the way for other countries' regulators to build on the work being done in America.
As we continue to battle the COVID-19 pandemic, we're acutely aware that vaccines are one of our greatest weapons against the virus. And we know that a vaccine approval holds the promise of altering the course of the pandemic in the United States, and that for some, an FDA-approved COVID vaccine may instill in them the confidence to go and get vaccinated.
Following the approval announcement, Director of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Dr. Peter Marks, addressed vaccine hesitancy.
I'd like to take this opportunity to comment on one of the biggest challenges that we still face in getting the public vaccinated, and that's the overwhelming amount of information that's been circulating about COVID-19 vaccines. We've heard false claims that COVID-19 vaccines cause infertility, contain microchips, and cause COVID-19. And worse, we've heard false claims that thousands of people have died from the vaccine. Let me be clear, these claims are simply not true. Getting a COVID-19 vaccine can save your life and help put an end to this pandemic.
In other news, the head of the World Health Organization has renewed calls for a two-month moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines as a means of reducing global vaccine inequality and preventing the emergence of new coronavirus variants.
The vaccine donation or vaccine sharing, I'm disappointed. Because so far 4.8 billion doses have been delivered globally. 75% of that is in 10 countries. 10. And if you take Africa, the vaccine coverage is less than 2%. Do you think this is acceptable? We call it vaccine injustice and vaccine nationalism, and this is not good.
Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urges G20 countries who are planning or offering third doses to lead collectively to address this imbalance.
So that's why, instead of moving into boosters, it's better to share what they can use for boosters with other countries, so other countries can increase their first, second coverage, vaccination coverage, and then we can do boosters. So that's why I called for 2 months moratorium of boosters. And there is actually a debate, and there is no consensus on whether boosters are really effective or not.
More health experts are joining a chorus of calls for an end to the politicization of coronavirus origin tracing efforts. Experts say international scientific organizations, not national intelligence agencies, should be tasked with researching the origin of coronavirus. The cumulative total of global COVID-19 cases exceeded 212 million, with the death toll surpassing 4.4 million. And in Tokyo, on the day of the opening ceremony, International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons has expressed confidence that the Paralympics would be held safely amid a rise in COVID cases in Japan. He also stressed the athletes need to remain vigilant until the very end of the Games.
Can we have safe Games? And the answer is yes. We would not be here if we did not believe that we could deliver safe Games. The Olympics have shown that the playbooks work. We do understand, of course, the rise in number of cases in Tokyo and Japan, but we do not believe that there is a cause-effect relationship between the fact that we are here for the Paralympics and the numbers rising in Japan. Anyhow, we must remain vigilant. We must not be complacent. We have to keep the attitude. We have to abide by the playbooks.
Japan's fifth wave of infections has prompted the government to extend pandemic emergency measures in Tokyo and other regions until the 12th of September. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.